Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Bay Sail is Scott Ellis. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to be back.
Yeah, we were talking before we went on. Hard to believe it's been a year since the last time we had you in here. Yes. Wow. And before we get into what's going to be happening this spring and summer, let's talk a little bit about what Bay Sail is all about. Tell us about that that group.
Well, Bay Sail is the nonprofit organization in Bay City that owns and operates the tall ships Appledore 4 and Appledore 5. We provide environmental education opportunities, sail training opportunities, and public sailing to people from all over the Midwest and the country who visit us in Bay City.
Yeah, and is it like a year-round kind of thing, or do you guys start picking up again once we get into the spring and summer months and into the fall season?
We do operate in the summer season, end of April through October, but I try to work all year round getting ready for that.
Now, you mentioned the Midwest, so you hit more than just our area and more than just Lake Huron. I would imagine you take the Appledores to a wealth of different places.
We do. We kick off our season at the end of April in Detroit every year, offering Science Under Sail programs to schools in the area.
Okay.
We come up to Port Austin, to East Tawas, again, for school programs. Bay City this year will be Appledore 5 will be transiting to Quebec City, celebrating Canada's 150th anniversary of the Confederation this year, has been invited to participate. We'll also be taking part in the Lighthouse Festival happening in Ludington near the end of the summer, and so all over the place. We'll hit four of the five Great Lakes this year.
Terrific. Boy, busy time for you. And that includes Heritage Coast Sail Days. This is something new this year for us in this area, isn't it?
It is. We're so excited to be partnering with Heritage Coast Rowing and Sailing up here in Tawas on Heritage Coast Sail Days 2017. This will be happening May 21st through June 19th, nearly a month-long activity going on where we're bringing Appledore 5 up for about 3 weeks. Appledore 4 will be in town for the last week.
Okay.
So we'll have an Appledore in East Tawas for about a month this year, which is longer than we've done before.
Yeah.
Usually we're up for a weekend. So we're really excited to come up. We'll have a lot of things going on, public sailing on Tawas Bay every weekend. We're here. We have opportunities for private events for your business or your social club or a family reunion, really anything you can think of. We're doing our Science Under Sail environmental education programs for schools in the area. That'll be happening end of May and beginning of June before school gets out. And some specialty sails like Art on the Bay, where you'll actually get to come out on board with artists from a local art studio. All supplies are included.
Wow.
And it's a beginner. Any level of artist is welcome.
Yeah, what a unique idea, and what a great month it's going to be. Now, before we get into some more of the details, tell us a little bit about the Appledores. For anybody who's not seen them when they've been here before, Appledore 4 and 5, tell us about what kind of ships we're talking about there.
Appledore 4 is the larger of our two ships. She's 85 feet overall, built in 1989. It's a steel-hulled schooner. Schooners were the workforces of the Great Lakes back in the age of sail. They were what we think of now as semi-trucks moving goods and stuff all across the state. These were schooners. So this was a working vessel. Appledore 4 is not a historical replica or anything like that, but she is built in the same fashion.
Okay.
Except with a steel hull rather than wood, which makes her a little more durable in our Michigan winters.
Okay.
And Appledore 5, slightly smaller. She's 65 feet overall. Similar steel-hulled schooner, traditionally rigged. And they're very neat. They're sister ships built by the same husband and wife. There were five total built, and Bay Sail and Bay City are lucky enough to have two of them.
Boy, they sound nice. So if you haven't been a part of it, you got to come on out. Now, they're going to be there for a month, and we talked about some of the special things, but I'm sure people, just like in the past when you've been here, will be able to just reserve and take a ride if they want to.
Yep, so those are our Tawas Bay Sails. We'll have those happening most Friday nights through Sunday.
Okay.
We'll have a few offered on Saturday and Sunday, actually. They're 2 hours long and range from $30 for adults. Evening ones will be $45.
Yeah.
And so bring the whole family down. All ages are welcome. There are no minimum ages, so so kids can come on down, and there is a student price for under 18.
I got to believe that when kids are on there, that it must be a hoot for them to be on a different kind of boat than what we're used to around here.
Yes, definitely. And, and the crew always encourages you to help lift the sails, so that's another activity for the kids to get involved in.
Heritage Coast Sail Days, May 21st through June 19th. And Scott, if they want more information on that, or if they want more information about Bay Sail, what are some of the places they need to go to here?
Information about Heritage Coast Sail Days can be found at hcsaildays.com. And you can also contact the Tawas Area Chamber of Commerce at 989-362-8643. You can also visit Bay Sail's website at baysailbaycity.org.
All right. It should be a fun month. Heritage Coast Sail Days, the Appledore 5 will be there, and 4 a little later, May 21st through June 19th. And from Bay Sail, Bay City, Scott Ellis. Scott, a pleasure having you on the show, my friend.
Thanks, Kevin.